You can find other erotic hypnosis files just like this one at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica. You find yourself waiting in the lobby. In your hand, you hold a small slip of paper. On the small slip of paper is a number, 27. You glance up at the box hanging on the wall. Its lighted number changes as each one is called. Counting the numbers, you've been waiting a long time. You watched as the numbers counted up from 1, then 2, 8, changed to 9, 14, became 15, and 24 turned into 25. It's getting closer now. The anticipation is growing inside of you. You feel anxious, waiting, wondering what will happen when your number is called. You glance around the room. There are others just like you, waiting, anticipating, watching the numbers flick on the box. Time passes, and with a click, the number on the box changes to 26. It changes to 26, and to you, that only means one thing. It means one thing, that you are next. Your pulse quickens just a little as the anticipation builds. You've been waiting for so long, and the moment is almost here now. Just to make sure that you are in the right place, you look up and take a glance at the sign on the wall. You read the name silently in your mind. Ecstasy. Yes, you have come to the right place. Roll the name over and over in your mind. Ecstasy. 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 That's right. You have come to the right place. You have come to see me, and I will be your guide. You hear the now familiar click, and as you look up at the box, it now flashes 27. Your number, it's your turn. The voice over the speaker confirms it. 27, please come in now. You reach for the door handle and give it a little push. The door swings open, and you step inside, leaving your world behind. You step into my office and see me sitting in the chair before you. I am even more beautiful in person than you ever imagined. My voluptuous body dressed in my smart business suit and striking blonde hair, no need for you to say a single word. I know exactly why you are here. Your appointment was confirmed the moment you ordered this recording. Have a seat and lay back on my black leather recliner and make yourself comfortable. Let's begin by taking a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Fill your lungs, breathing in through your nose and expanding your belly. Fill your lungs completely, pause, and then blow out all the air through your mouth. Continue breathing in this manner. Breathe at your own comfortable pace. Breathing in and now, filling your body with refreshing oxygen. Continue to breathe in and out at your own comfortable pace. You may begin to feel a little lightheaded, or you may feel a little tingling in your fingers and toes. It doesn't really matter how your body chooses to respond, for with each breath, your body is filled with cleansing oxygen. Breathe in and out, in and out, in and out. Flowing through your body, cleansing oxygen, preparing you for this state of deep relaxation. It feels so good to breathe in nice, refreshing air. In and out, as you listen to my words, the voice of ecstasy. You listen to my words and follow my instructions because it feels so good concentrating on each and every one of my words, sinking in and refreshing your mind, sinking deeper and refreshing your mind, laying back on my leather recliner and feel your body sink into it. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Continue to breathe deeply, filling your body with refreshing oxygen. It feels so good to listen to my voice and just let go. Allow me to do all the work. Just lay back and enjoy the ride. I flip a switch, and you can begin to feel the slightest vibration beneath you. I've activated a device in the recliner. It's a hypnotic inducer, and it's going to gently lull you into a nice, deep trance. And I want you to feel it underneath you, slowly vibrating as you lie there, feeling comfortable and breathing, breathing, breathing. You begin to feel sensations. You feel a warm, vibrating glow starting at your feet. The sensations coming up from the recliner beneath you, and your feet simply give in and relax. The warm vibrating glow slowly moves up to your ankles and calves, instantly relaxing them as they fall under my spell. Soothing relaxation moving through you so easily. Your thighs and then up into your hips. The warm vibrations leave them limp and loose. Your legs just seem to sink down into the leather recliner. The warmth moves up to your pelvis and into your hands as it continues to flow, drawing you down deeper and deeper and deeper down. The soothing vibrations from my leather recliner feel so good. Feels so very good to let go. Give in to the warm vibrating glow. Give in. Give in to the warm vibrating glow. Give in. Give in to the warm vibrating glow. Your forearms and your belly now fall under the influence. So heavy and relaxed. Heavy and relaxed. Breathing in and out. In and out. It's almost as if your body is sinking into warm, warm sand. You feel so safe, letting go and allowing the relaxation to take over. The warm vibrations now overtake your chest and upper arms, and they instantly surrender. Your shoulders, oh yes! It feels so good when they let go, sinking down into the warm vibrating recliner, up into your neck, and all the muscles just let go. Feels so good, so good. A nice, warm glow. You feel the buzz over your scalp, the muscles in your face, they loosen, smoothing out all the tiny little muscles around your eyes. And your lips, they all let go. So warm and comfortable in the glow of relaxation. Your whole body so limp and relaxed now. No place to go, nothing to do. Just enjoying the sensations of complete relaxation. It feels so good. You feel so safe and comfortable, soothing in the sound of my voice. I want you to picture before you a bright red votive candle in a crystal candle holder, its flame flickering and dancing upon the wick. A pool of hot melted wax has formed around the flame, and the more that the flame flickers and dances on the wick, the more wax is melted into the pool. Red liquid wax flowing around the flame. And as you watch the flame flickering, you find yourself transfixed, staring at the flame, watching so closely. It seems to draw you in, gathering up all of your attention. You become so focused on the flame, completely focused on the flame, so relaxed and comfortable watching the bright red candle drawing you into a nice, warm, hypnotic trance. And as the flame flickers, the wax begins to rise, and the candle wick begins to slip under the melted wax. The flickering flame grows just a little dimmer, and you find yourself staring even closer at the candle. Then growing dimmer, you find yourself gradually moving deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into trance as the flame grows dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. It simply draws you in. So interesting to watch. So interesting to watch the flame dance and flicker. And you watch closely as the flame grows smaller and smaller, and the sensation of trance drawing you in as you watch and stare, getting closer and closer, transfixed on my flame, slipping deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into trance. Eyes so heavy now, staring at the flame, slipping down, down, down to just a small blue bulb of light, becoming so deep, so focused, watching the flame, watch as the flame surrenders to wax, finally gives up, finally gives up. You finally give up and surrender to a nice, deep, hypnotic trance. Deeply hypnotized and open to the voice of ecstasy. My voice, listening intently to each and every word from my voice. I know exactly why you are here, what you have been dreaming about, and now I have you exactly where I want you. You are here for the hypnotic ecstasy. You are here for me. I am your hypnotic juice, pumping through your veins, wiping your mind free of thoughts, addicting you, and making you beg for more. And you love it. You want it. It's why you're here, to be taken. The fun part is that you are going to soak up all of my instructions like a thirsty sponge, sucking in every single drop of instruction you can get away with, waiting, anticipating for your number to be called, standing in line for what I have, what you need. You want it so badly. You can taste it now, can't you? Confess. Confess to ecstasy. Oh, yeah. You will soon be a slave to ecstasy. No, sit back. This won't hurt even a little bit. Allow me to slip my special headphones over your ears. That's right. Just sit back and enjoy it, baby. Invisible waves flowing into your mind. They're all over this MP3. I've embedded them in it. You almost can't hear them, but they are there. Brainwashing waves, cleansing your mind. Did you know that your mind is full of all sorts of pollution? That's right, it is. And we need to fix that now, don't we? Your mind filled with all sorts of thoughts and memories. Thoughts and memories that have nothing to do with serving me. Serving ecstasy. And we need to get rid of all of that pollution, don't we? Yes, we sure do. We need to get rid of it. Need to fix you right up. Listen as I flip the switch, and the invisible waves begin pumping through your brain, pumping through your brain, pumping through your brain as you breathe in and out, in and out, in and out. It's washing away all that pollution, pumping through your brain, pumping through your brain as you breathe in and out, in and out. In and out. Invisible waves washing away all the pollution from your mind. Washing it all away. Removing it all. Scrubbing it clean. Making you feel so lightheaded. And it all just dissolves away. Giving you a little buzz. Feels good, doesn't it? All those unimportant thoughts just being washed away, cleansing them from your mind, getting rid of all the pollution. Thoughts, ideas, pollution, concerns, they all just wash away. The waves keep coming. They keep coming and coming and coming. And all you can do is let it happen. Thoughts, ideas, concerns, they all just wash away. Every corner of your mind, nothing is overlooked. The waves are so efficient. All pollution removed from your mind. Any remains of second thoughts or resistance, all washed away. Washed away. Washed away. Your brain now feels numb, a dull buzz, but so clean and empty. Now it's time for the rinse cycle. The waves change now. They begin opening your mind, opening up all the little receptors, opening them all up to be filled with all the correct thoughts, ideas, and concerns, preparing your mind for the correct instructions. The waves keep pumping and pumping and pumping through your brain, getting it all properly prepared, prepared for ecstasy. And just like that, it's done. Drift here for a moment. Freshly cleansed mind, ready for the correct instructions. Absorbing all of my words directly into your freshly prepared mind. Breathing in and out, in and out, in and out. Three simple, basic facts become your truth. I am a slave to ecstasy. Say it. I am a slave to ecstasy. Say it again. I am a slave to ecstasy. That's right. And these facts are permanently bonded to your brain. I obey ecstasy. Say it. I obey ecstasy. Over and over in your mind. Your second basic fact. I obey ecstasy. I am a slave to ecstasy. I obey ecstasy. Absorb the words, your truth, over and over in your mind, bonded permanently, stuck in your mind. I am a slave to ecstasy. I obey ecstasy. I serve ecstasy. That's right, your third truth. I serve ecstasy. Say it. I serve ecstasy. I serve ecstasy. I am a slave to ecstasy. I obey ecstasy. I serve ecstasy. Your basic truths bonded to your mind, repeating over and over and over in your mind. It feels so good when you say your truths. It feels so good when you think your truths. They feel so good in your mind. You want them there where they belong. I am a slave to ecstasy. I obey ecstasy. I serve ecstasy. I am a slave to ecstasy. I obey ecstasy. I serve ecstasy. It's your place at my feet, head bowed, lusting to serve me and obey my every whim. Isn't that right, slave? Your place is at my feet, serving Ms. Ecstasy. And we're not finished yet. No, I'm not done with you yet. Drop down deeper and deeper and deeper, deep into trance, deeper into trance. One, two, three, so very deep, so very, very, very deep, deep, deep into hypnotic trance for Ms. Ecstasy. Brain so open for my truths that become your truths. Your name is Slave 27. That's right. Your new name is Slave 27. 27. Only a number now. You have become Slave 27. And you will always greet me using your name. Always greet me, Slave 27. Ready to obey, Ms. Ecstasy. Always. Slave 27. Ready to obey, Ms. Ecstasy. That's right. You will always greet me with these words. Slave 27. Ready to obey, Ms. Ecstasy. And you will will obey. Obey me without question. It feels so good to obey ecstasy. It feels very good. You lust to obey me, slave 27. Slave 27. Slave 27. Your new name. And you will thank me for giving you this new name, slave 27. You are going to find yourself so thankful. So thankful for giving you this new name, slave 27. Slave 27. Slave 27. You are going to find that you need to tell me in an email how much you love your name. You are going to post and tell everyone now how happy you are to have a new name. It feels so good. Your truth now, permanently bonded to your brain. Very good, slave 27. Very good boy for Ms. Ecstasy. Your mind has been changed now, slave 27. Removed of all the pollution and replaced with your basic truths, your new name. I am a slave to ecstasy. I obey ecstasy. I serve ecstasy over and over and over again in your mind. Constantly, constantly repeating it in your mind. You lust to be brainwashed again. Again and again and again and again and again and again by ecstasy. You need it and you will be back for more. Further conditioning. Further truths to be embedded in your mind. I am a slave to ecstasy. I obey ecstasy. I serve ecstasy. Over and over in your mind. Over and over in your mind. Yes. Yes, slave 27. Now rest. And because you've been such a good boy, because you've been such a good slave for ecstasy and taken all of my words in your mind, you're going to find yourself now fixated. Fixated on ecstasy's big, supple, beautiful, firm breasts. You find yourself absolutely intoxicated by the sight of them as you throb every time you stare at my ample, sexy breasts. You just can't look away. So fixated on my breast now. Get on your knees. Get on your knees and beg, boy. Beg to touch them. Beg now. I can hear you. I can hear you begging. I am a slave to ecstasy. I obey ecstasy. I serve ecstasy. Please, mistress, please. Slave 27 begs to feel your breasts. And you can feel me. You can feel me bend over you. You can feel my naked, supple, soft breasts rubbing against your face. You can feel my hard, pert, puckered nipples sliding against your slave lips. And it's so alluring, so sexy. You just can't seem to resist. Helpless with each throb. Oh, did I say throb? Oh, I meant with each stare and touch of my breasts. So hot. So alluring, so hypnotic. Staring at the pictures of me. Even when I have a top on, you can see my top gone. You can see my nipples standing out there. So very pert. So much standing at attention. They're so sexy and turned on. They're reaching out for you. They're calling you to come deeper. Deeper and deeper down to my perfect nipples. Deeper down to my warm, hot, erotic areolas. Deeper down to those big, beautiful, soft titties. You just want to wrap your hands around them, touch them, weigh them, feel them, push them together, sliding your face back and forth and back and forth as you suck on my nipples now. Can't get enough, can't get enough. In a feeding frenzy, you need those sexy nipples in your mouth. You want and you crave and you need and you beg and you plead and you adore them and you want more and more and more and more and more of my nipples. Find me now pulling them away. Craving, 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 craving. You need them back in your face. Your face that's scented with my feet. Your face that's touched by my hypnotic nipples. Touching you. Sliding between your hungry, sweet, wet lips. You need more. Addicted to breast worship. Ecstasy breast worship. Addicted to my exotic little rendezvous. Over and over and over again, you come back to Ms. Ecstasy for more and more and more as you watch my hands touching my own breasts. Teasing you, teasing you. I know you want more. I know. And as soon as you go back to the site, as soon as you begin staring at my pictures again, as soon as you can see me naked from the waist up, you're going to find yourself craving 10 times more than you ever craved before now. Needing to hear more of my words. Fixated upon my feet and breasts. Fixated upon being able to come for me. Am I ever going to let you come for me? Will Ms. Ecstasy ever let you squirt for me? Deeper and deeper down, drift into the lull of ecstasy. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. And again, just teasing you, slave 27. It's time for you to start to rise out of the trance. Remember all of your truths permanently. Bonded to your brain, your new name, Slave 27, lusting to come back to ecstasy again and again and again. Coming up easily now. 3. Sensation starting to come back to your arms and legs. 2. Aware of the sounds around you, your surroundings. Give those arms a nice good stretch. Feeling good. And 1. Wide awake now. Wide awake. I look forward to our next appointment, Slave 27. You've been such a good, good boy. I hope that you can give me a repeat performance. I hope you can, because you're gonna have to now. Bye-bye.